Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a story that's quite literally explosive, the Pixel 10 Pro Fold's fiery demise.
It's a dramatic tale, for sure. The world of smartphones is always pushing boundaries, and foldables are at the forefront of that innovation. Google's Pixel 10 Pro Fold was supposed to be their ambitious entry into this space.
Exactly. It promised cutting-edge tech, a refined experience, and, of course, the expectation of solid build quality. But as we know, marketing claims can sometimes be tested in ways no one anticipates.
And that's precisely what happened, thanks to Jerry Rig Everything, or Zach Nelson, as he's known to millions. His durability tests are legendary, and frankly, feared by manufacturers.
Nelson has built an empire on his unyielding tests. For over a decade, he's been the go-to for understanding just how much punishment a phone can take. It's not just about breaking things, it's about understanding construction and identifying weaknesses.
When a highly anticipated device like the Pixel 10 Pro Fold lands on his desk, the tech community holds its breath. This foldable, with its sophisticated design, was a prime candidate for rigorous examination, especially with Google hyping its enhanced durability and a unique gearless hinge.
Nelson's process is meticulous. He examines the materials and then proceeds with his signature tests. For the Pixel 10 Pro Fold, he began as usual, assessing the build. He'd already subjected it to preliminary stresses, which, in hindsight, were just setting the stage for the main event.
A foldable, by its very nature, has complexity and potential vulnerabilities, especially around the hinge and the flexible display. Google had claimed this was their most durable foldable yet, so the anticipation was palpable to see if it lived up to that billing under extreme conditions.
Now, let's talk about the bend test. Zach Nelson's isn't a gentle flex, it's a deliberate attempt to find the breaking point. He typically applies force to the frame to warp or snap the phone.
In the case of the Pixel 10 Pro Fold, the critical moment came after he had already managed to break the phone open by bending it backward while fully unfolded. It's crucial to understand this is an extreme stress scenario, not something that would happen from a normal drop or even sitting on it.
Nelson was intentionally folding the flexible screen behind itself, pushing it into a configuration it was never designed to withstand. As he applied this intense pressure to the already compromised device, something alarming began to happen.
The visual cues were immediate and unsettling. The phone, which had already shown signs of structural failure, started to exhibit a more sinister problem. The battery began to swell visibly, an early indicator of internal battery distress.
Then came the heat. The device started to overheat, and soon after, wisps of smoke began to emerge. It was a clear sign that something was going very wrong internally, and the situation escalated rapidly.
The smoke intensified, becoming thick and acrid, filling Nelson's testing environment. And then, the unmistakable, piercing sound filled the room, a fire alarm beeping. The smoke was dense enough to trigger it.
This was the climax, a moment few expected from a flagship smartphone. Nelson, a veteran of countless tests, was visibly taken aback. He captured the entire event, and his commentary underscored the unprecedented nature of it all.
He stated, with a mix of shock and scientific observation, "Surprisingly, in the decade that I've been durability testing phones, I have never had a smartphone explode before." He then delivered the now famous line, "The Pixel 10 Pro Fold is the first phone to go up in smoke."
While he acknowledged the extreme nature of the test, he also made a crucial point. He subjected virtually every mainstream smartphone to these exact same tests for 10 years. This was the first instance of a device failing so spectacularly that his fire alarm was blaring.
This immediately raises a critical question: was this a one-off anomaly, a statistical outlier in an extreme test, or does it point to a deeper issue within the Pixel 10 Pro Fold's design or components?
While the visual of a phone catching fire is undeniably dramatic, it's important to understand the underlying science. Experts like Elizabeth Chamberlain from iFixit offered valuable insight into what likely happened.
Chamberlain suggested that while the circumstances were extreme, the incident might not be a sign of a fundamentally flawed foldable design, but rather an illustration of the inherent risks with lithium-ion batteries when subjected to severe physical trauma.
She pointed out that the likely culprit is a phenomenon known as thermal runaway. In simple terms, this is a dangerous, self-sustaining process where the temperature inside a battery cell rises uncontrollably.
It's like a snowball effect with heat. It usually starts with a small internal issue, perhaps a microscopic defect or damage, that causes a localized temperature increase. This heat then accelerates chemical reactions, generating more heat, creating a vicious cycle.
Chamberlain explained this process is often triggered by a short circuit within the battery's internal structure. Modern smartphone batteries are typically jelly roll style, with layers of anode, cathode, and separator material rolled tightly.
If these delicate insulating layers are breached by a puncture or, as in Nelson's test, by extreme physical stress causing buckling or tearing, the anode and cathode can touch. This direct contact creates a short circuit, initiating thermal runaway.
So, it's the physical damage to the battery's internal architecture that is the most likely instigator of this whole chain reaction. That makes a lot of sense when you consider the forces involved in Nelson's test.
Furthermore, Chamberlain highlighted a critical aspect often overlooked in extreme tests, the initial charge level of the battery. She noted that Zach Nelson likely didn't discharge the battery before performing his intense stress tests.
Most new phones ship with a significant charge, often around 60% or more. While iFixit recommends discharging a battery to below 25% before any significant physical manipulation, Nelson's extreme stresses might require an even lower starting point.
So, the combination of a high-capacity battery, already stressed by the phone's internal structure being bent backward, and a significant charge level, created a potent recipe for disaster. It's the physics of lithium-ion batteries meeting extreme physical abuse.
It's not necessarily a design flaw in the foldable mechanism itself, but rather the battery's reaction to extreme conditions. iFixit has extensively documented these phenomena, offering resources that delve into precisely how and why batteries can catch fire.
Now, while the fiery spectacle was intense, let's shift to another critical aspect of the Pixel 10 Pro Fold's performance in Nelson's tests: its hinge and its purported dust resistance.
This goes directly to the heart of its identity as a foldable device. Google had heavily marketed this phone as their most durable foldable yet, with a lot of that narrative focused on its innovative gearless hinge.
The implication was that this new hinge technology, along with other design improvements, made the phone exceptionally resilient. However, Nelson's tests go beyond just bending. He also puts the claimed IP68 dust and water resistance rating to the test.
And the results were, to put it mildly, less than stellar. During his assessment, Nelson didn't shy away from exposing the hinge to the elements. He deliberately poured a quantity of fine dust directly onto the hinge mechanism.
He then proceeded to open and close the phone multiple times, simulating regular use but under intentionally adverse conditions. The result was not the smooth, protected operation one might expect.
Instead, Nelson described hearing sickening crunches with each fold. This sound is a clear auditory indicator that particles of dust were getting trapped within the hinge assembly, grinding against the moving parts.
Nelson himself described the situation as kind of embarrassing, a rare admission of disappointment in a device's performance. This dust ingress is particularly concerning when considering the claims of durability and the implications of an IP68 rating.
An IP68 rating generally signifies protection against dust and water immersion. While the water resistance wasn't the focus here, the failure to keep out even fine dust particles suggests a potential compromise in the sealing of the hinge mechanism.
For a foldable phone, the hinge is critical. It must balance flexibility with protection against the environment. The fact that dust could easily infiltrate this complex mechanism raises questions about the long-term reliability and durability of the hinge.
It highlights the unique engineering challenges inherent in creating a truly dustproof foldable device, where the very act of folding and unfolding creates potential entry points for contaminants. This is a significant hurdle for the entire foldable category.
So, we've seen a dramatic battery failure under extreme stress and a hinge that struggles with dust, contradicting key marketing points. This brings us to a broader conversation: is this an isolated incident for Google's Pixel line, particularly regarding battery performance?
It's worth noting that this isn't the first time Google has had to address battery-related concerns with its Pixel smartphones. While the Pixel 10 Pro Fold incident was the most visually dramatic, there have been other instances where the company has had to step in.
For example, Google released an update for the Pixel 6a specifically to address a potential battery overheating risk. This indicates they were aware of an issue that could lead to elevated temperatures, a precursor to more severe problems.
Similarly, for the Pixel 4a, Google pushed out an update aimed at improving battery stability. These updates, often delivered via software, suggest Google has been actively managing and mitigating battery performance issues across its device range.
These previous incidents, while less explosive, paint a picture of a recurring theme. When viewed alongside the Pixel 10 Pro Fold's fiery demise, they raise questions about whether there might be a systemic aspect to battery management or hardware choices within Google's Pixel ecosystem.
Is it possible that the pursuit of thinner designs, advanced features, or specific component choices leads to recurring challenges in ensuring optimal battery health and safety? It's a complex question.
It's important to differentiate the severity, of course. The previous updates for the 6A and 4A were aimed at addressing risks and improving stability, likely through software optimizations. They didn't involve physical meltdowns.
However, the Pixel 10 Pro Fold incident, even if triggered by an extreme test, is the most alarming to date. It adds a significant data point to the ongoing discussion about battery reliability in Google's flagship phones.
For consumers, especially those considering a high-end, expensive foldable, these repeated mentions of battery concerns can erode trust. When a device meant to be a premium piece of technology experiences such a dramatic failure, it inevitably leads to scrutiny of the brand's quality control and engineering practices.
Looking at this history, the Pixel 10 Pro Fold incident, while perhaps triggered by extreme circumstances, doesn't exist in a vacuum. It adds another layer to the ongoing conversation about battery reliability in Google's flagship phones.
It prompts us to consider what these events, taken together, might signify for the future of Pixel devices and Google's approach to mobile hardware.
It's a question that lingers, isn't it? When you see a device, especially one as cutting-edge and expensive as a premium foldable, fail in such a spectacular fashion, you can't help but wonder about the broader implications.
And when we look at the history, even the more subdued issues with previous Pixel generations, it does invite a deeper dive into Google's design philosophy and execution, particularly with batteries.
Let's consider that Pixel 6a overheating issue that prompted a software update. What does that tell us? On one hand, it shows Google's willingness to address problems and iterate. That's commendable.
But on the other hand, it suggests the underlying architecture, thermal management, or perhaps the battery itself, might have been operating at the edge of its safe parameters even under normal usage. Overheating is a sign that a component is working harder than it ideally should.
It's like your car's engine light coming on. The mechanic can adjust something to make it go away, but the underlying reason for the stress might still be there. It's a subtle indicator of potential strain.
The Pixel 4a's battery stability update is similarly telling. Battery stability can encompass a range of issues, from erratic discharge rates to unexpected shutdowns. Software can often mask or mitigate these, but it rarely fixes a fundamental hardware limitation.
It makes you think about the compromises that might be made in the design process. To achieve a certain form factor, price point, or to incorporate bleeding-edge features, engineers might be pushed to their limits.
And sometimes, those limits can manifest as these recurring, albeit varied, battery-related concerns. The jump from a software-addressed overheating risk to a full-blown fiery meltdown is a massive leap in severity, of course.
But the pattern, however faint, is there. It's like a detective looking at seemingly unrelated incidents and then finding a common thread. The thread here is that the battery, a critical component for safety and performance, has been a point of concern across multiple Pixel iterations.
Now, let's pivot slightly and consider the broader implications of this incident for foldable specifically, and for consumer trust in this emerging market.
Foldable phones are inherently more complex devices. You have two screens, a sophisticated hinge, and all the internal components crammed into a chassis that needs to flex and fold repeatedly. This complexity is a huge factor.
This complexity often means tighter tolerances, more intricate thermal pathways, and a more challenging environment for the battery. Batteries generate heat, and in a device that folds, managing that heat becomes exponentially harder.
There are fewer unobstructed surfaces for heat dissipation, and the battery itself might be placed in a location more susceptible to heat buildup from other components. It's a constant battle for thermal engineers.
Think about the battery pack in a foldable. Often, it's split into two sections, one in each half of the device, connected by flexible wires that also need to accommodate the folding motion. This arrangement is a significant engineering feat.
Ensuring consistent power delivery, thermal management, and physical integrity across these separated and interconnected battery segments is a major challenge. And if any of those intricate connections were the battery cells themselves are subjected to extreme stress.
As Zach Nelson demonstrated, the consequences can be dire. So, when Google touted the Pixel 10 Pro Fold as their most durable foldable yet, they were making a bold claim in a category that is still very much in its infancy.
Durability in a foldable is a multifaceted challenge. It's not just about the screen or the hinge, it's about the entire system working in harmony, under all conditions, including the extreme ones that reviewers put them through.
The battery is a critical, often overlooked, part of that overall durability equation. Now, let's consider the broader implications of this incident for the foldable market and for consumer trust. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold's fiery fate, while extreme, serves as a stark reminder of the inherent risks in pushing technological boundaries.
Foldable phones, by their very nature, are more complex and arguably more fragile than traditional slab smartphones. Consumers are already aware of this to some extent. They understand the need for careful handling of the flexible display and the hinge.
However, what they don't expect, or perhaps shouldn't have to expect, is a catastrophic failure like a battery fire, especially from a brand as established as Google. This incident, amplified by Zach Nelson's massive reach, could cast a long shadow over the entire foldable category.
Even if it was an isolated incident triggered by extreme misuse, the visual impact is undeniable. It creates a mental association: foldable phone plus extreme test equals potential fire. That's a difficult narrative to overcome.
For Google, this is a significant setback. The Pixel line, while respected for its software and cameras, has often played catch-up in hardware innovation and perceived reliability. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold was meant to be their statement piece.
A fiery failure, even in an extreme test, undermines that ambition and raises questions about their engineering rigor and quality control for these complex devices. It's also worth considering the role of the reviewer in this scenario.
Zach Nelson doesn't just break phones, he tests them. His tests are designed to push devices to their absolute limits, to reveal weaknesses that might not surface during everyday use. He's a crucial part of the consumer information ecosystem.
When he finds a flaw, it's often a significant one. His reporting isn't about malice, it's about providing transparency. And in this case, his transparency revealed a very serious, albeit rare, vulnerability.
The commentary that followed, from experts like Elizabeth Chamberlain, is vital. It's easy to sensationalize a phone catching fire, but understanding the science, the thermal runaway, the battery chemistry, the impact of physical stress, contextualizes the event.
Chamberlain's insights help us understand that while the circumstances were extreme, the underlying physics are real and present in all lithium-ion batteries. It's a matter of probability and the specific conditions that trigger these dangerous reactions.
This brings us to the concept of risk mitigation. Every technology carries some level of risk. The question is, how well is that risk managed by the manufacturer, and how well is it communicated to the consumer?
For a foldable phone, the risks are already understood to be higher than a traditional smartphone. But a battery fire is a risk consumers generally associate with older technologies or poorly manufactured products, not a flagship device from a major tech company.
So, what's the takeaway for consumers? For those invested in foldables or considering them, the Pixel 10 Pro Fold incident is a cautionary tale. It reinforces the need to be mindful of the unique demands placed on these devices.
While you shouldn't fear your phone exploding from normal use, understanding the potential vulnerabilities, the hinge, the screen, and yes, the battery is paramount. It might encourage a more cautious approach to handling.
For Google, the path forward is clear, though challenging. They need to analyze this incident with extreme thoroughness. This isn't just about the Pixel 10 Pro Fold, it's about understanding if there are any systemic issues in their battery sourcing or management.
They need to demonstrate they've learned from this, not just through software updates, but potentially through hardware revisions and more rigorous internal testing that goes beyond standard IP ratings and drop tests.
And for the industry as a whole, this event serves as a wake-up call. The foldable market is still young and evolving. Innovations are happening at a breakneck pace, but safety and reliability must not be overlooked.
The pursuit of the next big thing cannot come at the expense of ensuring that these devices are, above all else, safe for consumers to use. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold's dramatic end is a story that will likely be told for some time.
It's a story of ambition, innovation, rigorous testing, and a stark reminder that even the most advanced technology can have its breaking point. It highlights the unique challenges of foldables and the critical importance of transparency and thorough testing.
While the fire alarm has stopped beeping in Zach's studio, the questions it raised about the Pixel 10 Pro Fold, and perhaps the broader foldable future, continue to echo.
It's a complex narrative that blends cutting-edge engineering with the unforgiving laws of physics.
And as consumers, understanding these narratives helps us make more informed decisions in this ever-evolving technological landscape. Let's quickly recap the key takeaways from this whole ordeal.
Absolutely. First, let's look at the strong key factors/strong involved.
On the battery front, the incident highlights the inherent risks of lithium-ion batteries under extreme stress, a phenomenon well understood by experts like those at iFixit. The rapid escalation to thermal runaway and fire, while rare, is scientifically explainable.
This also underscores the critical role of rigorous testing, even in extreme scenarios, to uncover potential vulnerabilities before devices reach consumers. For the hinge, the failure to adequately resist dust ingress, despite claims of IP68 resistance, is a significant challenge. This indicates that the intricate design of foldable hinges may compromise effective sealing against environmental contaminants.
And regarding Google's brand and quality control, their proactive software updates for previous Pixel models demonstrate a commitment to addressing identified issues. However, the dramatic failure of the Pixel 10 Pro Fold, coupled with past battery-related concerns, can erode consumer trust, raising questions about overall quality control for complex new form factors.
Now, let's move on to the strong strengths and insights/strong. The incident provides invaluable, unfiltered insights into device durability thanks to Zach Nelson's testing. His meticulous documentation and scientific approach offer consumers crucial information that complements marketing claims. It also highlights the ongoing effort by Google to refine their products and maintain user satisfaction through software updates.
Furthermore, the detailed analysis by experts helps demystify the science behind failures, providing consumers with a more informed perspective on the risks and rewards associated with foldables. It serves as a stark reminder that foldable technology is still in its nascent stages, presenting unique engineering challenges that are still being overcome.
And finally, let's address the strong challenges and weaknesses/strong. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold's battery failure, even under extreme testing, raises concerns about its thermal management and safety protocols. The inability to withstand significant physical trauma without catastrophic failure points to potential weaknesses in internal battery design or its integration within the foldable chassis.
The hinge's struggle with dust suggests potential long-term wear and tear issues that could impact the folding experience. This vulnerability could lead to reduced lifespan and a degraded user experience over time, especially in harsh conditions.
The dramatic failure, coupled with past battery-related concerns, could cast a negative shadow over the entire foldable market, potentially discouraging adoption. Consumers may associate foldables with fragility and unforeseen catastrophic failures.
Manufacturers must be prepared for such scrutiny and use it as a catalyst for genuine improvement, balancing the need to expose critical flaws with the risk of misrepresenting everyday reliability.
This whole event really underscores the ongoing need for robust safety measures and transparent communication about technology's limitations.
It's a complex narrative, from the science of battery failure to the engineering challenges of foldables. The Pixel 10 Pro Fold incident, while unsettling, is a vital lesson for both manufacturers and consumers navigating this exciting, yet still evolving, technological landscape.
Indeed. And that brings us to the end of our discussion on the Pixel 10 Pro Fold's fiery demise. It's a story that highlights the very real-world consequences of pushing technological boundaries and the importance of thorough, independent testing.
Thank you for joining us on Baga Media Tech Talk. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of technology.